We begin current daf and sech the sugga da flamet begin the omen alpha begin the taste of masses the third begin was the gemara mishum havali mitzvah baba vera. So here actually the concern is because it's a mitzvah that's coming through a sin. That's the problem about gozel be shahayam. So let's explain. When do we say that it's going to be a problem mitzvah baba vera? When do we say that you need a special pasuk to say it's possible? And when do we say that actually mitzvah baba vera is not a problem? Today says like this. What the tanya will come on? This is what we learn in the brayz later on. Pick a little bit of them. Give them an alpha. We learn that from the fact that it says lochem. That means to say mishal lochem, that it's be yours, which is lohitzis hashol besagos. That excludes if it's borrowed or if it's stolen. Now it says Taisus, that is mishum shol itzucha. That's obviously necessary because when it's borrowed, because without lochem, you wouldn't have excluded it. But by because the belav lochem nafkalon gozel, because in contrast, however, without lochem, you would know gozel mishum mitzvah b'avera because of it's a mitzvah that's coming through navera. Now the havik of the krah now because although the pasuk that excludes when something's stolen because of mitzvah b'avera is gabi karmen because it was written by carbon, the truth is why the mechol mitzvahs by all mitzvahs have the rest is biblical. Good mechol b'shagol the comment. It's obviously in the gemara, but we're coming to tell you down and off. Come on, harisa shagozel social heat. And if someone steals a certain measurement of wheat b'tach and then he grinds it off and he bakes a bifrish b'nechal and he ends up making a bracha on that, the ends of a it's not called blessing, it's called blasphemy because the mitzvah baba there. So therefore, when later on the gemara brings the pasuk lechem, it's obviously not necessary for gozel, it's necessary only for shal. That's the sense of intent to ask us to take a second look. And since the beginning to say, look, I'm on the gemara, later on the lechem alfam base. The baslin lulav shalash shir b'shalay nidachas. We say, why is it possible lulav of abay dazar tree or bein nidachas b'shem nimach dazar yaho? Because it's considered pulverized because it's going to be burned. Never it's not valid as a lulav. What do you mean? Tevi l'mishem mitzvah b'avera. What do you mean? It's a mitzvah coming from an avera source of abay dazar origin. Pesu moral by ma'isharin and lulav shir the ma'ishar. Why are we saying that? Oh, the mishnah is only invalidating it when it's because in the days of ma'isharin that they burn it, but all other abay dazar trees is permitted. Why? It's a mitzvah b'avera. So Taisus for something you can say is not like dummily gezel. You can't compare those cases with the zara to gezel, because the makmas averas a gezel. It's because of the theft that you did of that avera. That's how boha mitzvah shetzbe. That's actually what brought you the mitzvah that you're filling in. With that's how you got the dough and that's how you got the lulav. That's considered mitzvah of avera. Avol hani, but these cases of asherian adachas otu makmas averas shenasbe mean nothing. But you think because avera that you did that's making you that you're gonna be able to fulfill it? No. If you didn't worship the tree as Asherah, or if the city didn't know the Zara, you would still have the same lulavim. So therefore, that's not considered mitzvah b'avera, even though it's coming from something that was done with it. But it's not what brought you the opportunity to do the mitzvah. Now, me, however, yes, from the Gesin Lekaman, there are certain texts that are brought later on of Lamehem and Aleph. I'm asleep the Esrei Shal Asherah, my time when it talks about why is the Esrei of Asherah tree. Is that possible? Because the mitzvah that's coming through Navera. According to their gear, so it's not difficult to ask a question from the Lulav Asherah, because you're right, the psul is because it's a b'avera. But this says a gears of Mishum Beshes, but this is actually erroneous gears. And that's not the reason. And the time Mishum Nimach Tashirah, rather because the measurement is considered pulverized, like we said, by Lulav. Because the Asher Ginami by Yishir, because Asher also has a certain measurement, egg is a gebeir, either like a nut or like an egg. Because the Avagav Damin Lekaman, the Lubig Mers is laid enough on album and base. Time Mishum Legoma period, the reason why you need it as a certain size is because it's not like it didn't finish maturing. So then maybe you'd say maybe it doesn't need to have a shear, because this is only because it has to be Gemara Peri. And the Esrei of Asherah and the Anidach is considered Gemara Peri, even though it doesn't have a shear. Says there's no Mekamaka being in the Mikkel Likichasa, but still it does have to be recognizable as if you're taking something. My time of Pasalina come on pepon. That's actually the reason why the Gemara later on, Daf Lamed Hamadav, actually invalidates pepper, because it's not recognizable as if you're taking anything. That's also why it's possible as Yom HaShera, again, because it doesn't have a measurement of Kisus Mech HaShera, not because of Mitzvah B'Avera, like we explained. It's not through the Aver that you're actually getting the Mitzvah. But this place is Miyu Tema. But it is a wonder this that was saying the Mitzvah B'Avera is really by all Mitzvahs, even after the fact, not just by Karbanis, because the parakos shah, Ram Sakhna of Lamahim Bey says the title in the Brazil in UCD, Miss Matzah Batavi, cannot fill Yabagish the Matzah with untithed produce. The Darj the Mikra, and they learn it from a pasik, whatever has the Isser of eating chametz has the mitzvah of eating matzah, and this which has the Isser of Tevel, that's not why it's forbidden, it's not because of chametz, it's forbidden because of matzah. So therefore, you cannot fulfill it as matzah. So the question is, what do you have to exclude because it's a matzah of tevel? say simply because the mitzvah having is from a dvavera, because the ka'achal yisura, you're eating that which is forbidden, and you're filling the mitzvah specifically through that you're using a nevera dough which is of tevel. So come out that the nevera is what's bringing to the mitzvah. And this remains with that question about why wouldn't we say over there simply because of the mitzvah of a bear. We continue the next Tosfos, different maskal. To begin with the words of the Gemara, Kiyakim Mekem Rachman. The Torah says, when you're going to sacrifice the carbon from you, V'labdi Dehu, and this is a stolen carbon, it's not his, therefore it's invalid. Tosfos discusses why do you need two psukim to invalidate a stolen carbon? Because Tame, it's a wonder. Meruba and Baba Kamadam, some of them based on my gazel, it excludes the stolen carbon, but there's still carbon night. It says his carbon, which obviously is excluding a stolen carbon. But here the Gemara brings it from Mikem, which is has to be yours, and this is not his. Now, although there are those who explain over there by Karbanai that Begazel Karban Dechavri means actually stealing that other person's carbon, and that's why you need to Pesukim, because it's not the matter what you stole and then you makdish. You're actually stealing his carbon. Yeah, but that would still be difficult according to the one who does not explain like that. Rather, he explains that you stole an animal and you sanctified it. So why didn't you two psukim karbanai and mikem? Right, kasha, additionally, it's difficult because the hasa mashmadir and the gemara, it sounds like that lefnei yish leitavka. Before the owner gave up hope, I don't need a pasuk to tell you that the carbon is going to be possible. Because the darsh karbanai like gazel expounds, oh, it says his carbon and not the stolen one. And we're coming to the gemara, says, what's the case talking about? And that is ilif lefnei yish, but before he gave up hope, the gemara says, lefnei kor, why do you need a pasuk? Obviously, it's a problem because it's stolen. Now, whereas over here, we learn from Mikem that the pasuk before the owner gave hope, and we don't say, I lefnei yish pashut, why do you need a pasuk? Why doesn't the gemara ask the same question? But kasha, definitely it's difficult because the hamikem dershin and perikam dechulin. In the first perikam dechulin of him and of, the gemara expounds other things from mikem. Not like our gemara says. It says mikem, that means v'leikulchem. Only some of you could bring kabbalas, not all of you, which is like says a moment, which excludes a renegade Jew. Also, mikem is when it talks about to the bnei Yisrael mikem, which bechem chalak, the only amongst you did I separate mumarim v'leibomus, and not by the Gentiles, not by the other nations of the world. So you see, we learned that something else from Mikem. Not like we're saying that takes good gazel. Now, although you could say, yeah, that over here we're bringing the first part of the pasuk, which says Mikem, but really, we're expounding from the end of the pasuk of Korban Chem, and that's where we really know the halacha to exclude that of gezel, as we find, Mefarsha ben Tam, where the Gemara says, how do you know that a Gentile woman, Kedushin is not Taifas? Because it says, there's not going to be any Chitun. Taisa asks, what do you mean? That Pasuk Leis Chatan is going by the Shiva Amim, not by all nations of the world. Ben Tam answers, he says, you're right, the Gemara's intention over there is actually for the end of the Pasuk, Leis Chatan Bam, and not for those words themselves, but rather for the end of the Pasuk. Oh, so to over here, you'll say that really, although Mikem, you're right, Mikem learned other things, and it's not really from Mikem, it's actually from the end of the Pasuk. So the says, no, because Lemas Mikem Chalav doesn't really sound like this at all, because the Gemara is saying Mikem, which sounds like from the words Mikem, yours, and not which is stolen, and not from Kabban Chalav, the end of the Pasuk. So rather, Yishlam Mikem says what you could say is like this. The Gemara says in Merubah. Then Lefnei Yishlam Mikem, if the owner didn't even give up hope yet, they wouldn't need a Pasuk to exclude Gazel. That's because Mishum the Lefnei Yish, before the owner gave up hope, Ein Yochel HaKdish. So therefore, the you can't sanctify it. Anyone can be makdish it, and therefore chulun. So therefore, it's going to be considered as regular chulun. Can I mean like the Gemara says, with a gazel and a shabayil? But let's say someone stole something and the owner didn't give up hope. Shneim ein b'chem makdish. Both cannot sanctify it. Why? Because the ish ki makdish is based on when the Torah says that a man's going to sanctify his house, which tells you my basic b'shusa, just like his house in his domain. He's similar to like the Gemara says in Baba Kamadam Samach Avosam Abayz. So that, yeah, anything that is a person's but not in his domain, he cannot sanctify. And Rechel Man, the Polygam, the one who disagrees and the holds that you could be Makdish in Israel shows, the Polygam of Bailam, only disagrees regarding the owners that they could be Makdish, because ultimately it's his even though it's not in his domain, even though someone stole it. But regarding the thief himself, even that man, the holds, he cannot sanctify it, because it's not his at all. And from, you're right, Mikem, we don't exclude gazel, we exclude mumer. Aye, but the Maaseh HaKrod, the Mikem, aye, Agamar brings it from the word Mikem. even though the truth is we're learning it from base, like we said before, because it's not his, so therefore he cannot sanctify. So that's his place, is Orcha the Gemara Bahi. That's the norm, how the Gemara does this. The Maisi Mikem, where, yeah, it's going to bring Mikem, and even though really we're not learning after Mikem, it's from the Elik said basic, because what it really means to say is, had the Pasi not said basic, to exclude if it's stolen, meaning that it's not his, and in his domain, we would have then said from Mikem, we tell you this drasha. But you're right, but now that we have these psukim of Besa, which well, that's where we exclude Guzla from, so that's actually where ultimately we do exclude from Mikem, like it's a mummer, to exclude the mummer, and chilakti. And that from to you I separated mummer and not by nations of the world. And that's why it brings Mikem, but really, right, we don't really end up learning out from Mikem. Now it adds on, he says that we find similarly that the Gemara brings the, like a drush from one pasuk, even though really you learn it from a different pasuk, like we said, because if not for that other pasuk, then we would have learned it from this pasuk. So he says with the Kavasash Kechan, similarly we find Perek Echadid Mamnus, so then the Flam Dalma base. The Rishin, the Goyim B'Yayim, we expound that you can only look at a Nega during the daytime. How? Because in the pasuk, B'Yayim heard always by the day that he looks at it. Now, on the other hand, with Perek Hamad, the Mai Katan, and the Chesmed Av, Mukil Lala Chasin, the Gemara explains actually that pasuk is talking about a Chasin. Meaning the yesh yoyim sha'ataroy, meaning on the day that you see it, because there is a day that you will look at it to call it a negev. But yesh yoyim sha'ataroy, and there is a day that you're not going to look like by a chasen, because we don't want to make him that he's going to be coming from the gun. So actually, ubi yoyim nafkalon, actually, regarding that you look at it during the day, we're actually learning from somewhere else. Let's say kenega nearly, where it says, oh, it appears to me like a negev, which is to me, not from light, which you need at nighttime. But again, we bring that other pasig. Because if we didn't have this position, we would have learned it from there, although we ultimately don't learn it from there. Mishili Pekshin Megillah, so at the end of the second Pekshin Megillah, Avchav Menal. The halach is the Lemayil and Milyayim, we only circumcise during the daytime, and the Gemara says, how do you know that? But it's in the Pazim, Megillah, Meshmin, on the eighth day. Now the truth is, Pekshin Megillah, the Milah, Shabbos, Avchav, Alamad, Bezim, and Alam, Mukila, Begim, and Fulbe Shabbos. Actually says, from Begim, Meshmin, to teach something else. During the day, whatever the eighth day is, even if it's Shabbos. And actually, with Lila, how do you know, Mamite, that you do nighttime from a different source? That's the bench, from the 8 day old child, which is during the day and not at night time. And you find this in many places. Again, what it really means to say is, we really learned it out not from here, but had it we not had the other stories that we would have, never brings this pasuk. We continue next time, let's begin with the words of the Gemara, Hakan Yibiyish. But he acquired it when the owner gave up hope. The Tyson discusses, is it true that Biyechon holds that with Yish itself, it's called Yish Kadi, that the other person acquires it, and also it seems to be contradictions if Yish is kain or not. So Tais says, yeah. So what's the Gemara saying that you're kain be Yish? So then the kain be lechem. Then we'll call it lechem, meaning mishalechem. That's yours because the cup is already yours because he gave up hope, and then you could acquire it. But says Tais and Mashmo. So the wording of the Gemara, which is different Masal Tais, it sounds like the Ksav Biyachin holds Yish kain kana. That just with Yish itself, the gazan is kind of, now it's considered mikem, and he can bring it as a carbon. But since there's a question, difficult, because the merubo come out of Yechon, and the gemara come out of someone who has of Yechon, and says the teshlumen bovachem isha, which Allah, when someone steals an animal, then he slaughters or sells it, he has to pay 4 or 5 times the amount, depending if it's a sheep or an ox. And the Rabbi Yechon says, chiyuv bein lev neish bein lachiyish. This liability of, called dal behe, is whether before the owner gave up hope, or after he did. Now, so it's a Yish Kani, but if we're saying like a Bichon says over here, that Yish itself is kindness, I'm my Chayiv. Why would the Gazlan be Chayiv 4 or 5 if the owner was already Miyayish? Shaloy Tevech, Shaloy Meicha. If he was Miyayish before he did, so then this Gazlan slaughtering his own and selling his own because he originally was kindness. So, and actually the Chayiv Gavna Dai Kosam Lal, that's actually how the Gemara itself inferred earlier there on Daf Samach Zayin Mabez, the Daf beforehand. Rav Sheshes was Amil Sidi Rav in the teaching of Rav, the comment that he says, Kinaim Veshach Rav Amal Hashmai. This is when Rav must have been dozing off when they said this teaching, that Yish is Kaina. And the reason is because if you hold Yish Kaina, then you shouldn't be Chayiv B'tzvicha Mechira, because it was really yours. So how could you be Yechon and say that you Chayiv Dal Behei, even if it's Laach Yish, if he says here now, so the Yish Kadi is Kani? Well, he more of us says about Gizel Basra there, but we come to Kuf Tez above Men Aleph Shemin Behedil Rabbi Yechon, Mishmid Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says explicitly, the Shinu Shus of Achil Yish like Kain. Just as we said, the Yish and Shinu Shus Kain has to be first Shinu that has to be first Yish and Shinu Shus. But if you're first of Shinu Shus, then it's not going to be Kain. So obviously, Yish Kadi is not Kain, because even Shinu Shus and then Yish is not Kain. So how can you say over here Yish Kadi is Kain? Now, Biyesh from the Gizin Hachad are certain texts that the wording are not like our Divine Masechet Taizit, rather Hakanya, but he acquired it, Besulai. And they don't have the word Beyish. So based on that, it's not difficult, because you're right, that it's not through Yish, because Yish Kadi is not Kaina. And says Taizit, I feel like you're saying Beyish, and even if you have Beyish like we have it over here, Hakanya Beyish, Yesh Lafar, you could explain that this is what it really means. Hakanya Beyish, Vishinesh, and they acquired with the only giving home, and together with the fact that is a change of title over here, with the fact that he's makdish it, it becomes into a carbon that's hektish, so it changes its title. Can we remember, like the Gemara says, when there's a robber and a thief, hektish and hektish. They sanctify something, it becomes hektish. The filaman, the amay yish leikonin, and even according to one that says, when the only gives hope, he's not kainit, mishum daha iki yish and shin Hashem, but still you have yish and shin Hashem, because mekar chulm hash the hektish, before it's called chulm, now it's hektish. So again, that's the same thing you could say over here, and not divin maschum tesis, the bichin, you're right, it doesn't hold yish kadish kani, it's with yish and shin Hashem. But then, since from time we're going to say, if that's the case, that every time someone's makdish a carbon, there's also shin Hashem. So my parachas, my bias, so what's the bias over there? Meruba asking, that he says yish kani. The yish is kani. The servant of fact says the positive carbon of our gazel. It says should be carbon and not stolen, which sounds like the yish is not kaina. But my doch lishnuye. So why is he pushing it over there? Rabba takes to answer that the gazel carbon, the chabi is talking about where he stole his friend's carbon. Hamaman of shach. Hasim Kani. But either way, even according to Abai, holds Yish is not Kaina, you are Kaina. Why? Based on the principle of saying, because you have Yish and Shina Hashem. Because you're saying when you're Makdash, you become Shina Hashem. But still, it's going to be possible to sacrifice, because it's coming through the Vekar. I mean, like we say, we are according to Abyechna. So even according to Mandama, the Yish is Kaina, you should say that it's possible to be Makam, commits Abba Bavera. So what was Abai's question to Rab? Also difficult there at the end of that sugya. The daik rabba, rabba infers the yish kedi loikani, that yish alone is not going to acquire. That's the karbana, in fact, it says karbana, evaloi, hagazel, and now when it's stolen, which obviously is talking to after yish, because before yish, why we need a pasik? Obviously, it's not his. And it's excluded from ish ki yakish adesa. Obviously, we're saying that yish is not kaina. And the ula nafkale hasam, and ula learns that over there, the yish is not kaina. Because in the same pasuk it compares a stolen one, stolen animal to a lame one, with a lesser tekanta, where there's no way of fixing the animal because it's a permanent blemish. So too, when the stolen has no tekanta, even after years, so obviously years is not kaina. What type of proof is this? You could say years is kaina, but still the pasuk comes in some bavera. And that's just say something. What you could say is that even according to Rabbi Yechanan, that says it's a problem because it's a bavera, you can still prove that years is not kaina. Why? If you would think to say the yish itself is kaina, then it's his before it became hektish. And then actually, besulah chashem mitzvah b'aveira, then they wouldn't make it to mitzvah b'aveira. Because at the time of the mitzvah, the behemoth was already his, because he already kaina with yish. And then it shouldn't be considered mitzvah b'aveira. And this proves this concept, that is, if the truth is that if he acquires the animal before the mitzvah, then it wouldn't be considered mitzvah b'aveira, because he says, v'chim mucha l'kamam b'shmaitin. It's obvious when the Gemara later on, the Gemara says, what do you mean? They should acquire the Hadassim, the Savankari, with the change of the title. Where before it was called one thing, now it's called something else. Mashmet sounds like the Karnilei, that if they would acquire it, what's an Afkibe? They would be able to fulfill their obligation, and B'lei Chosh Mitzvah B'Avera, wouldn't make it to Mitzvah B'Avera, even though they stole it from the ground, because at the time of the Mitzvah, there's no Ma'aveir anymore. Avi Yish Kedi Leikani, but if you think that Yish itself is not Kaina, like the hekdeshin kokani, therefore comes out when he's makdish, then he's acquiring it. Dika yish v'shin Hashem hashto, we have now yish and shin Hashem right now. Oh, then az chashem mitzvah b'aver. Then it would be considered mitzvah b'aver, because at the time of the mitzvah, when you're being makdish, that's when aver is being done. And b'kudosh maitin, now in the whole sugya, the Gemara keeps on trying to find ways that it shouldn't be a problem with the bankri. To lechashem mitzvah b'aver, heichad kokani, where it's not considered as mitzvah b'aver. When we're going to consider as if he's acquiring it, let's say with Shina Hashem, or whatever the different Shinoim the Gemara is entertaining to say, even though we see by carbon that even when he acquires it, be used in Shina Hashem, still it's a mitzvah b'avera. So says Matzin Lamin, we could say, because the Kone Koidim Ba'aguda, where he acquired that the Hadassim before the mitzvah was bundled together. Oh, that's not considered mitzvah b'avera. And I feel Manda Leiboy again, even from the one that says you don't have to bind it together, but still, Hakone Leikonim Yamtim. You could say that he acquired it b'shin Hashem before Yom Tov, where the mitzvah didn't yet take effect, and therefore when the mitzvah is taking effect, it's already his, and that's not considered mitzvah b'aver. Or another approach you could say is that afilu b'yamtiv, that even if he acquires it when he bundles it on yamtiv itself, still d'lo dami l'makdash. It's not similar to makdash, which is considered mitzvah b'aveira, because the chal kinyan hekdash b'yachad, because the acquisition of the gzeil and the hekdash there is happening at the same time. So with the mitzvah comes the aveira. Whereas over here, where the kinyan takes effect before the mitzvah, where the kinyan of the mitzvah is by the netila after you did the eged, and therefore that would not be considered a problem mitzvah b'aveira. Then Tosfos asks, according to Ula that we had mentioned before, that he proves from Karbanai that Yish is not Kainam. Now, what does mean Leila El Ula? This is what we mentioned before regarding Ula within Baba Kamak of Yidal and Alf. When you have the hides of a Gazlan and a Gazlan, where the Machlekes was, Istam Geneva Yish Bayam, do we say, we presume by thievery that the owner gives up hope? Did he say when a person brazenly mugs someone, which that would consider as the owner's miyayish? The Kama Ula, what Ula says, Machlekes, the Machlekes of Rishon Rabbanan is Vistam, where we don't know if he was miyayish. Abiyadua, but if you know he was miyayish, everyone's going to agree that Yish itself would be a kinyan. Now that contradicts what we said over here, that he says from Karbanan that Yish is not kinyan. Says Taisis, Hasim Ika Yish Vashin Hashem. That's because over there, similar to what they said earlier regarding that could be it's not just Yish, but Yish Hashin Hashem. There also, it's not just Yish, Yish Hashin Hashem. And that is Kedamin Mahish Maite Demruba, like it says when the Mabu comes out of some Mabu Beit, Demikor Kole Mashcha, because originally the hide is called Mashcha. Mashcha Kole Abarza, now it's called where he's making it into something significant, it's called Abarza. So therefore, it wasn't just Yish, it was Yish Hashin Hashem, therefore, he's going to be kind of right. Yish Kedi, Ula Hodinah Kaina. Not to ask regarding that what he had said before, that if you acquire something before mitzvah, that's not considered mitzvah baba vera. I go the mashma mishah gezel kamen. This is what it sounds like when the Gemara and baba kamen of tzavik dalam menalf. But he the gezel saw someone steals a saw of wheat and he grinds it and he needs and he bakes and he serves chala. The Gemara says it's not considered a bracha; it's considered menait. The Gemara says over there the avagab deshina kaina. Although when you change something, you acquire it, but chashem mitzvah baba vera. It's considered mitzvah baba vera. Even though you acquired already by changing it before you came to the obligation of the challah, so it seems to contradict what we said before. So that's now hasan dechoy ba'amu. You're right there, the Gemara just rejecting. We're just saying that you can't prove that chin is not kind of. But the truth is that yeah, mitzvah b'aveir would not apply if it was finished before the mitzvah came around. Or you know, another person could actually say, then no, shani bracha. A bracha is different. Because you're also mentioning Heaven's name. So they were going to consider mitzvah b'aveira, even if you acquired it before the mitzvah. And then Taisa concludes, it says, L'fishit d'zur. Now, according to this opinion that we bring here in Taisa, according to Ula, that Yish alone is not kaina. So tzuch li'ashav sugid al nizak, and you have to resolve, big amar gittin af nanheim and alf. K'na'ama Ula, Ula says over there, regarding if there's a karma chattis that was stolen that people didn't know about, and they brought on the mizbeach. Vatar, according to biblical law, that bein noida, bein lo noida, whether the people found out about it or didn't find out about it, ina mechaperes. It doesn't atone because the fact that they only gave up hope itself is not a kinyan, and it wasn't their carbon. And the sugi that goes al basra, and because again we see from there that the yush is not koina, and the sugi in that goes al basra, baba kamad of kufdal meralf, by mochik tshmir rabbanim began regazin regarding stam ganevi yush bayam ula said it's only stam, but when you know there's miyayish, everyone agrees yush is koina, which contradicts what we just said in gittin that yush is not koina, and we show you the meruba. Of them, Abakam is a Mazayin without that Ula learns that Yish is not Kaina, like we mentioned before from Kabbalah Bilal Gazel. So that contradicts what he says in Gazel Basa, Yish is Kaina. So Rebbeinta Mafash bin Yachi explains actually the opinion of Ula in a different way. And the reason is Mishim Kushu de Ula, like we're saying, because on the one hand we have Ula, Meruba and Gittin saying Yish is not Kaina. At the Ula, where he says in Gazel Basa, Yish is Kaina. Mahab Barachi bin Meruba Perkin Zakin, this is, he was lengthy in Meruba within the Meskalama Ula and in Zakin. My time. Shimnik says, Master, this begins with the words, the Gemara, Mitech Shayetz B'Shal. Since we're saying you could fulfill your obligation if it's borrowed, so yes, because you actually could fulfill your obligation when it's stolen. Shayetz can explain this opinion of Shmuel that says Val when it's stolen. He also agrees with the pencil of Mitzvah B'Avera. So Shayetz is Halacha Dafka. It's specifically over here, Shemun Rabbanim, where on Yom Tov Sheni, the Mitzvah of Lulu was only rabbinic. That's really Chayesh Mitzvah B'Avera, therefore he wasn't concerned for a mitzvah b'aveir, but you're right, in general, regarding deraisa, of course, Shmuel is concerned for a mitzvah b'aveir, as would be the case with a stolen lulav.